Live and local with Monica J. 99.1 is FM Talk.
Hey, take it however you want it. If you want it to be manic, let it be manic. Go with it. If you want it to be fun and the start of a fresh new week, go with it. It's KKFT 99.1 FM Talk and 92.3 KSVL FM Talk in Yerington and Smith Valley. It's the Monica J. Show. Numbers the same for both areas, 884-9910. 884-9910. Or make sure you send me an email, just like a few people did over the weekend. Interesting stuff. At monica@991fmtalk.com. And if you miss any part of the show, usually my opening rant, then 991fmtalk.com. You can stream the show live, just like my mom is in Northern California right now. So that's how easy it is. And you can go check out a podcast there, too. All kinds of good stuff on the website. It's Monday. Yeah, a fresh start to a new week. And I've got all kinds of juicy goodies coming up for you right now. But first, I want to take an observation recap over the weekend. Met with a just lovely woman. Beautiful soul. Recently met her and let's go to lunch. Let's talk. Let's get to know each other. And it was wonderful. Except for two people. And I have to stop and wonder where just the common sense of you're not the only one in this world. No matter if you're trying to do something good or whatnot, you are not the only one in your immediate surroundings. Kind of goes back to just common decency and just think about other people. So we met at probably the most popular restaurant on the river. And it was a gorgeous day yesterday, so we decided to sit outside. And they, of course, allow dogs. And you know me. Don't you be saying nothing negative about dogs. I'm a cat person. But I'm a dog person. I'm a dog mom. And we saw the two people go in and sit down. They each had a big dog with them, and they went and they sat next to the railing. Then there's the river trail right there that people walk on with their families. Everybody out enjoying their time, walking their dogs and pushing the strollers and the kids and just enjoying the day. I overheard a conversation after one of the dogs just went crazy when they saw another dog to the table they were sitting next to. And, oh, he's a rescue and we're trying to get him, you know, accustomed to being out and about. And, you know, he's, yeah. You don't do that in a popular, crowded location. Granted, there was only maybe about 14 or 15 people out there. But all the people walking along the trail, you know, every 5 minutes with a dog, or you know, actually, the dogs were barking at people that didn't have kids and other dogs. Scared the hell out of one woman. So of an hour trying to meet somebody new and get to know them, constantly. I mean, I don't care if a dog barks. Dogs bark. But when you have a dog who is not accustomed to going out and doing that, you sit away from the most active site. You know, you ease them into it. You go sit off where not a lot of people sit. You don't sit along a railing. I mean, at one time, dog went right under the railing and was inches away from a baby in a stroller and the dog of the woman walking with her family. Just rah, 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 rah. And the owner is straining to hold on to him. I love dogs. You need to socialize dogs. But you do it in a park. You do it someplace where people aren't trying to enjoy their downtime, enjoy their quiet time, have conversations. I just thought, how rude. I mean, honestly, I thought about taking Dixie, the puppy. And then it was like, no, she's still that puppy, and she gets excited and she barks, and I'm not going to put the people surrounding me in that. And I don't want her to be scared. It's not the right environment to socialize an animal, especially big dogs like these were. I mean, bless the ladies up and down for rescuing them. But have some respect for other people around you. And think about where you're going. Or think about where you're sitting. I mean, I'm not even upset that they went to where they went, because the restaurant is very open, and you know, they even, if you go on Monday nights and have a meal and bring your pets with you. I don't know if they do it in the winter, but they donate the money to pet charities, to animal charities. So they love having people there with their animals. But don't sit right in the busiest area of the outside dining area to, you know, people walking along and people sitting there. The dogs will decide for themselves. I get so upset with people sometimes. I mean, I'm not upset with the dogs because they're in an environment that they're not used to. They're seeing all these other animals. They're seeing kids. They're seeing strangers. Go sit in the back. Let them get accustomed to it. Don't sit them in the thick of stuff and ruin everybody's time around you. Then that got me thinking about, yeah, we're in a generation right now, we're in a process that we see every single day that people only focus on themselves. They only focus on what they're doing, what they're going to do, and what they want to be involved at that point. They don't think about, there's somebody sitting next to you, there's somebody behind you. I mean, even when you're merging onto the roadway, people are in just such a hurry. It's all about them. You know, they can't even let people merge properly. If somebody's bumper is at your front tire, back it off. Let them in. It's just incredible how much in a hurry. Why are we in such a hurry to get someplace? If you really study the roads, you know, at times even I've thought, you know, oh, God, I've got to get to work. And people that I have passed, you know, driving for 15 minutes are now at the same light I am at. What's the hurry? When you hurry like that, you miss stuff. You're at a greater chance for an accident. When you're on your phone, which, by the way, is illegal, from what I've heard, but I see more people on cell phones now than I ever did before it came a law. Think of those people around you. I used to have an office where I would close the door because people would literally come and stand outside of my door because it was at a junction point and just talk. You know, I'm trying to get stuff done. I'm working on the computer. And it's just like I finally have to get up and close my door. And it didn't even dawn on them to, oh, we're disturbing, so let's go have this conversation, usually about sports, someplace else. Think about the people around you. It's not all about you. It's not all about me. It's about us. It's about us, and boy, there are a lot of people taking advantage of that. Even in a restaurant. It's been happening for years. You see it now, you know, babies are in theaters, they're in restaurants. My parents would have never thought of taking me to a restaurant growing up. And if I acted up, I was sitting in the car. Well, I guess you can't do that anymore. I guess that would be considered child abuse. Pathetic. Can't even raise kids anymore. Government just has to be involved in everything. I remember, this is where this whole train of thought goes as I was thinking on the way in this morning. I remember growing up in a house that was tiled with asbestos tiles on the outside. And let me tell you, my brother and I were pains in the butt. And we would find stacks of these tiles that were left over, and we would throw them at each other. My brother would just, if one fell off the house, he'd just stomp on it and break it. Let me tell you, we survived our childhood, and we're still surviving. I hate that whole sentence. It's for your own good. It's for your safety. A lot of those tiles were in my aunt's barn. They shut down the barn on a working ranch. Couldn't go near the barn. She couldn't go pick up these, like, you know, three cases of tiles and get rid of them. She was told she'd be put in jail. Because a team, the hazmat team, had to come in, all dressed in their suits, cording everything off. Those tiles had been sitting there and rotting away for how many decades? Oh, but it's for your safety. Stick around. I've got lots and lots of juicy stuff today, including some outlooks of city council members that are going to be running for re-election. So, Barney, you hang on the line. 884. He just now called. Please, I wasn't talking with somebody waiting. 884-9910. I think about other people. 884-9910. If you want to get in on any part of the conversation, whatever you want to talk about today at KKFT 99.1 FM Talk.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk Radio 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
And it's all at the Monica Jay Show, 884-9910, whatever you want to call in and talk about on this beautiful Monday. Oh, love that blue sky out there. Let's go to the phone lines and find out how somebody else's weekend went. Barney is joining us right now. Hi, Barney.
Hi, Monica. How are you?
I am doing fabulous. Barney is the secretary for the Recall Sisolak campaign, Fight for Nevada. And you were in Vegas this weekend. How did the Vegas rally go?
We were in Vegas. And we had a very nice rally all planned out. And politics took precedence over us, of course. We were scheduled to be at Valley High Golf Club, and then we were going to have a march and a rally. However, somebody got to Valley High, and we were not allowed to use their facilities. So we did regroup right across the street, and we had a marvelous march. We got a tremendous amount of support from the driving public. And then we had a short rally at Discount Firearms in Las Vegas. And we had a great time. On Sunday, we had our rally in Pahrump. And it was also a success. We had a very good time there. A lot of great people. And all in all, it was great.
So people complained that you were exercising your free speech and your rights, and the school pulled out.
Yes, Valley High, unfortunately, Valley High Golf Club told us when we got there on Saturday morning that somebody had come in and rented the golf facilities for the entire day, and that we would have to leave. Politics.
Did you actually see anybody there using the facility, or was it just they came in and rented it out so you couldn't be there?
I have a good feeling that that's what happened.
Gotcha.
But
you know what,
Angela...
Barney?
Yes, ma'am.
You and Angela, and you know, coming out. Barney, where exactly are you at?
Right now, I'm home. I drove home after our rally in Pahrump yesterday. And
yeah, but what city is that?
Dayton.
Dayton. So you're from Dayton.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Angela's from Elko. You have
right.
These people with passion that go all the way to Las Vegas with your other volunteers, and you keep going. In the face of adversity and the face of, you know, money being thrown to stop you, you know, drag you down, you guys still keep going. Why is that?
Well, it's not only a passion for us. This is something that we have to get the word out to the public about what is happening in our government. Our Nevada government, and what is happening with this governor and his legislature, of course. And we have a, I guess you could call it a passion. We have to be able to get this word out to the public. We have to recall this governor. We have to flip the legislature this next legislative session to get, or this next election, I should say, to get more balance back into the government. So,
this is not like the fake impeachment trial that's going on, the attack against the president. This is actually a governor who is ignoring the 2/3 tax increase law, the U.S. Constitution, the Nevada Constitution, your rights shall not be infringed upon, the Second Amendment. So there's a big difference. And this weekend, actually, you're going to be in Lovelock.
Yes, this will be our final rally since March of this year. We have held 17 or 18 rallies with Lovelock throughout Nevada, and we have hit each of the 17 counties at least once. So we're finished now. Now I would like to appeal to the listening audience. We are going to have our signature petitions coming up about mid-January. And we urge everybody to sign these petitions. And we also are urging everybody to get involved and volunteer to help us set up the petition collection or the signature collection spots throughout Nevada. They can always get a hold of us at www.fightfornevada.com. And I hope everybody will get involved with this because it is so important to our survival as Nevada.
All right. Well, I will definitely put the word out, and I'll help you collect those signatures. So, Barney, thank you so much for what you and the entire team of volunteers do. They don't get any money for this. They're just raising money to get those signatures verified in each county. So,
yeah, exactly.
This is as grassroots as you get. Barney, I got to let you go, but you know you're welcome to call back anytime. We're the home of Fox News at 99.1 FM Talk. Talk lines 884-9910. Right now, Fox News Update.
Younger. Smarter. Better. FM Talk, KKFT, FM 99.1 is FM Talk. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk, KKFT.
Yes, we do have another turkey drive coming up, this time for the Salvation Army, this Friday at Max Casino in Carson City, KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica Jay Show, also being heard on KSVL 92.3 FM in Yerington and Smith Valley, 884-9910. If you'd like to get on those phone lines and talk about anything that you would like to talk about today as we start this new week. And I am going to ask Dan the Man, my producer back at the studio, to go grab Craig, our internet guy, and bring him into the studio. So, Dan the Man, if you would do that for me, I'd like to talk to Craig for a minute. This is the thing. When you have to remember, our studio, our broadcast studio, is actually in Carson City, but I am doing the show from Reno in a satellite studio, which I share with one of my favorite radio stations, Alt 92. And there is a gentleman who keeps us connected. And so anytime there's a problem and I'm screaming and pulling my hair out and, you know, stupid internet, stupid computers, throwing my stuff at all the computers, this gentleman takes care of it all, fixes everything, and makes sure that we are still online. Craig, are you still there?
I am here.
Okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear favorite IT guy. Happy birthday to you.
And thank you
happy
very
birthday,
much.
Happy birthday, Craig.
And thank you to all the everybody who's wished me a happy birthday to so far today on Facebook and here in the offices as well.
Well, you do a lot, and you're appreciated, and no matter how old you get, which is a lot older than a lot of us, we appreciate you.
Not that much older.
All right, not that much older, but a hell of a lot smarter when it comes to computer things, I tell you. Thanks, Craig. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. No, I will not do that for anybody else. So, that was a one-time thing, one and only. So let's move on to some other things, very juicy things. One little recap, though, of the conversation that I was having earlier. And listener texted me after my little rant about people not even considering those around them. And I got this response back, which is so true. So true. Unfortunately, we live in the all-about-me society. Many young people don't know or have manners. It really is. It is the all-about-me society. And unfortunately, yeah, these two women were definitely younger. And that I was talking about in the last segment. I'm not going to recap all that. So if you want to know what I'm talking about, you can listen to the podcast later. But unfortunately, there are older people that when they see all of the younger generation doing this, they kind of pick up on it. And it's almost like, well, they're going to be that way. I'm going to be that way too. You know, it wasn't a younger person who just about ran me off the road the other day with their, you know, hand plastered to their ear, and I knew exactly what they were doing. They were talking on the phone, which I love my phone. Don't get me wrong. I am caught up in the trap just like you are. I live by my phone every single hour of every single day. I'm checking social media. I'm checking my emails. I'm checking, you know, I'm doing my banking. I'm checking the maps. I'm figuring out how to get to places. I live by this thing. But that doesn't mean that it's right. I remember how, boy, I sound like my parents. I remember when phones came out in cars. Everybody was so excited. That was just the coolest thing. Phones should not be in cars. Whether it be a cell phone or even the hardwired phones, like I had in my Prelude. Accidentally butt dialed somebody one time. Thank God I wasn't doing anything weird. But even just talking to people in your car is a distraction. You don't know how far you've gotten. Now, I hate to be the thought police or anything like that, but really, if you're talking about safety, do it as a personal responsibility. Don't make it become a law. Don't set bad examples for your kids. Listen to some music quietly. Don't turn it up to where it's blasting your ears. My husband, if he's listening, is laughing his butt off right now because I totally do that. And try not to have conversations on the phone or conversations that are going to get you angry. Because it takes your focus away from the road. That is a killing machine that you are behind the wheel. Yeah, they're pretty easy to drive now, but man, things can go so wrong so quickly. I was watching it. I was behind a woman the other day, and I thought she was screaming at a kid or something. Her hands are flailing, and she's making gestures, and I'm thinking to myself the most horrible things, and I'm thinking this kid in the car is like, what the heck did he do or say? And finally, she's weaving all over the road, so I have to pass her. And I look over, and there's no one in the car with her. She's just on one of those little Bluetooth things, screaming at whoever is on the other end of the line. Why would you put yourself or all of those around you in danger? Don't let the government come after this. Just take a minute and hang up. I know I sound like a public service announcement, but you're better than that. And you should be around for a lot longer time. At least until the election, so we can get Trump reelected. Just say, I'm being snotty. I'm sorry. All right. Here's some juicy stuff. Speaking of the election. Again, my gosh, the things that you find and the websites that you just have to save. I sound like a broken record. Log on to WashoeRap.com. That's Washoe Residence for Appropriate Planning. WashoeRap.com. So the gentleman who manages this started the blog, Steve Wolgast, Democrat, had him in on the show. Nice guy. We don't agree on everything, but you know what? People don't. But this site that he has put together is just fantastic for people who want to keep up on growth and what's happening in our communities. So he and a few others went down and had coffee with Devin Reese. Whenever you see a coffee or, well, usually it's coffee. Coffee with so-and-so. Coffee. Whether you drink coffee or not, I don't care. Go to these events. Bonnie Weber holds them. And a lot of people hold them when they're running for election. Go to these events. Sit down and talk with these people who want to be your elected representatives. Now, Devin was appointed to the seat at large he has now. He's going to be running for re-election in 2020. Wouldn't it be nice to know where he stands? Well, it's very interesting because the entire conversation that Steve Wolgast and a lady by the name of Valerie had with him is on the website WashoeRap.com. And they go through a lot of things. Just as a little starter, Devin Reese met with Valerie Truce and Steve Wolgast last Friday morning. This was partly an opportunity to understand his vote supporting the Daybreak development after the developer sued the city, and partly an opportunity to get to know him. It goes through a lot of points here that Devin made assertions on. Valerie, a little bit hopeful. He values science. He believes in public service. I build bridges and find common ground. Oh, God. That is such a politician's talking point. I hate that statement.
I want to build consensus. I want to build bridges and bring us together.
Hate that. So to me, that gives me a lot of information right there. He's opposed to renewing the zombie projects indefinitely. And citizen activists need to remind Reese of those words. It's important they align with his actions. Well, Steve goes on to his points. And he's skeptical of him. What does he say here? He was dismissive. Let's see. As an experienced attorney and a politician, he ran for Nevada Senate in 2016. Didn't win there. His faith and confidence in human nature is hardly credible. He was dismissive of specific examples of fraudulent traffic and hydrology reports. He wants the neighbors to prove the fallacy of the engineering reports to him rather than take a skeptical view himself. His legal skepticism seems directed toward the neighbors. Oh, God, another lawyer in politics. Sorry to the lawyers out there, but that 13th Amendment, that original 13th Amendment, was put in place by our founding fathers for a reason. Again, just log on to, I mean, this thing keeps going on and on and on. It's a good read. So if you want to find out a little bit something of Devin Rees, remember, he's the council person at large. That seat is very important because that covers all the wards. And he says that he is already planning on spending hundreds of thousands of dollars for that seat. We cannot let our elections be dictated by who has the most money. KKFT, 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica Jay Show, and I got a little point for you coming up next. 884-9910 if there's something that you'd like to talk about. Always waiting for your calls. KKFT 99.1 had a little relaxing music there. I get so worked up when it comes to politicians. It's the Monica Jay Show on 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. And that means all of Northern Nevada and all opinions, even when you disagree with me. So let's go to the phone lines and check in with Dan this morning. Hi, Dan. What would you like to talk about?
Hi, this is Dan of Sparks. Or from Sparks, a native Nevadan of 82 years. I want to say I'm a staunch conservative. I'm a staunch Second Amendment supporter. And I hear you talk about the recall of our present governor. Now, let me tell you, I'm not real happy with him either. But this promotional job to recall our governor smacks of the same kind of smear tactic, the same kind of crap, pardon the expression, I could say that on the air, is exactly what the Democrats are doing with our president. And it sucks. You know, the man's in office. I'm not real happy with everything he does, but let him try to do his job, and the next cycle, then we have the opportunity, we can get rid of him. But I think it's a damn dumb move, pardon the expression again.
That's okay, Dan. You are allowed to use those expressions. Now, let me ask you a question, Dan.
Sure.
So, as we watch the impeachment trials that the Democrats are trying to go against Trump, and they keep bringing up all these things that seem to be fabricated or blown out of proportion. When you're dealing on a local level with somebody like Sisolak, who now the Republican senators are suing Governor Sisolak because he went against Article 4 and went against the two-thirds majority ruling that we have against raising taxes, when he pushes through Second Amendment legislation that goes directly against our Constitution for Nevada and the U.S. Constitution, and another group is suing the governor, do you not think that that has a little bit more substance, more teeth than the impeachment process? Don't you think it's a little bit more viable?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I do. On the other hand, I think that by attacking him the way, and I hate to say this, but the way that the Democrats are attacking our president, one way or the other, it smacks of the same sort of, geez, I can't stand him, so I'm going to get rid of him thing. And I didn't like the way the election turned out. And that's what all this amateurish, immature thinking by the Democrats has brought to bear. And that's all. That's what I'm saying about Sisolak. Yeah, I'm not too happy with him. And no, those points you made are exactly correct. However, the recall is just—it's just not going to work. And you know, those people who feel strongly that way, fine dandy. I feel that we should work with them as best we can, and that doesn't mean we give away the store, because that's not where I come from. But this
anti,
I don't like what you say. I don't like what you're doing. It just doesn't hold water with me. The next selection cycle, hopefully, you'll be out of there.
Well, boy, we're keeping our fingers crossed on that one. But, Dan, what if somebody is – you have an elected representative. I mean, it is your right to say no, even though you were elected by – this group of people, or you got the most votes, that doesn't mean that you can go in and break the laws, break the rules. That's
precisely
just
what they're saying about our president. Same old. It's the same thing. And I think people out here are sick of it. We're sick of the impeachment process. We're sick of the whole mess and the, you know, nah, I got you with your hands in the pot or in the pie or in the candy, and now we're going to get rid of your thing. It's amateurish, I believe, in the best sense. And those people, like I say, if they want to go ahead and do it, let them go do it. But I think all it does is breed more resentment, and I don't frankly think it's going to work anyway, because I get around in public.